This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. Graduate students spend years researching and writing about one single topic. They graduate with knowledge and information a lot of people may never understand. And maybe that's a problem. So a problem the 3-Minute Thesis Competition is wanting to solve. 3-Minute Thesis, or 3MT, started in Australia in 2008. 3MT is now an international competition that challenges graduate students to present their lengthy, jargon-filled thesis to a non-expert audience in less than 3 minutes. This coming Wednesday, February 19th, the 3MT finalists from all three of Idaho's research institutions, University of Idaho, Idaho State University, and Boise State, will compete in the 2020 Idaho 3-Minute Thesis Competition here in Boise. And joining us live in studio are the winners from Boise State University and the U of I. Rachel Finney joins us live in studio, and Marie Schwanner is live on the phone from Moscow. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Hi. Absolutely. I would love to have you guys do your 3-minute thesis, but I don't know if we're going to have enough time. So, Rachel, I want to start with you, though, and kind of give us maybe a little taste of your 3-minute thesis, maybe the first minute or so of it.
Sure. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
So with the 3-minute thesis, we're allowed one PowerPoint slide.
Okay.
And so I'm going to refer to that.
Okay.
So you're not confused. But last summer, I took this picture on a potato farm at 6 o'clock in the morning. I had the chance to observe what farm workers do during a potato harvest. And here we see farm workers removing debris from potatoes as they go by on a conveyor belt. Now, I've been taught that agriculture is one of the most hazardous industries. But this was really the first time being out there before dawn watching this work that I understood why that is. It was freezing that morning, and in just a few hours, it would be blazing hot. I saw multiple places the workers could fall or get hurt, and of course, they may be exposed to chemical hazards like pesticides, which is the topic of my presentation. I care about farm workers because they're such a vulnerable population for a number of social and cultural reasons. But also because their work puts them at a high risk for pesticide exposure that can cause numerous illnesses. Initially, I wondered, what are we doing to help this population? Are there any laws or regulations in place? And the answer is yes. There's a federal regulation called the Worker Protection Standard, the WPS. And within this WPS are dozens of requirements for the farm owner to comply with. In other words, it's the responsibility of the boss to comply with the WPS.
I'm going to have you stop okay. Right there so you don't give all of it away.
Yes.
Marie, you were actually calling from your lab up in Moscow right now. So give us about the first 1 minute of your presentation.
Ooh, it's very different, though.
Okay. That's okay.
But here it goes. So animals are top athletes. For example, cheetahs can sprint up at 75 miles per hour. And American pronghorn antelopes have an estimated marathon time of just 45 minutes. Extreme behaviors like these might imply that human performances are less impressive, although I would still not run a marathon under 2 hours. But it also made me wonder why animals look and move the way they do. We are all limited in our performance, some more than others, but certain animals have found ways to trick the system and circumvent these mechanical limitations. And that's actually where I want to stop, because I think that that's a great teaser.
That's a very good teaser. I have to say, both of you, I'm like, these are fascinating. But what's interesting is that you have both been researching these topics for quite a while. And I mean, Rachel, for you, for example, how long have you been in your graduate studies looking at this issue?
I started this project last spring. So it's been about a year.
Okay.
But I've been involved in work surrounding pesticide exposure in vulnerable populations for probably 5 years now.
And Marie, what about you? How long have you been looking into this issue?
Well, I've been looking at extreme behavioral phenomena for the last 7 years. So during my undergrad and my master's, I've worked on extreme performances.
So both of you won your university's competitions. Why is it important to be able to talk about your research in terms that the average person can understand?
It's just a really important skill to have. I think any research it doesn't have a lot of meaning if you're unable to communicate that to the general public. And being able to share sound science is such an important thing to do right now with all of this misinformation circulating. So the 3-minute thesis is just a great way for us to practice that skill that's going to be so useful as we continue our careers.
And Marie, what would you say?
Yeah, so I want to pitch in on that it's not only the general audience that we need to be clear to. The fact that I study biomechanics in animals makes me knowing way less about other topics. Mm-hmm. So even if another scientist from another field comes with all the jargon, I know as less as the general audience.
Was this fun preparing for this competition, or is it a big challenge?
I'd say both.
You both say both.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have, I would assume you had to make some big changes because you've got three minutes. I mean, how many pages, Rachel, for example, is your actual thesis?
I haven't written my thesis yet, but my proposal was about 100.
Oh, that's just your proposal?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What about you, Marie?
I think my whole thesis will be around 60, but it's a different field, mm-hmm. so it requires different things. My papers in our field are generally not super long.
It's still 60 pages.
Well, and I didn't count the appendages, so you know.
Yeah, exactly. So you're judged based on communication style, comprehension, and audience engagement. What part of those three issues is the most challenging for you? Marie, let me start with you.
So my research is it comes with a lot of super cool videos. So normally when I give a conference talk or a seminar somewhere, I have like a lot of videos to impress people with. If I would do that here, that would disqualify me.
Oh.
You're only allowed one still picture. So for me, that was immediately like, oh my God, what am I going to do now?
Well, and you mentioned that, Rachel, in the beginning, that you're allowed one PowerPoint slide. And so you have a picture of a farm. So out of those three, what's been the most challenging for you? Communication, comprehension, or making sure the audience is engaged?
Probably comprehension. 3 minutes goes by so fast. And so communicating my research in a compelling way that quickly was the most challenging.
Is it fun to listen to other students present?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
You learn a lot.
So the competition for the state competition is coming up next week, correct?
Correct.
Yes.
And is it just the three of you? So you're from Boise State, Rachel. Marie, you're up at U of I. And then there's an Idaho State University student. Is it between just the three of you or are there other students?
Every university brings four competitors.
Okay.
So it's the first four in the competition, essentially.
Yeah, you guys just happened to be first.
There was a Boise State competition in the top top three in the audience choice move on to the statewide competition.
And can anyone come and watch these presentations?
Yes.
So it's open to the public. I just think this is so fascinating. And I want to say good luck to both of you. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to come in and chat with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking with Boise State University's Rachel Finney and University of Idaho's Marie Schwanner. They won their school's respective competitions, and they will be competing in the state competition next week. You can get more information on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org, if you would like to see all of these 3-minute thesis presentations yourself. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters this Friday. So appreciate your time. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Troy Oppie is filling in today for Samantha on the board today. So Troy, thank you so much. Molly Wampler is our production assistant. Our general manager is Tom Michael. Our programming director is Paul Stribling. I'm Gemma Gaudet. It's Friday. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here next week.